I think it is imperative for SADC and SADC facilitator President Jacob Zuma to ensure that the outstanding issues or the key reforms are actually implemented before we can even talk about an election. We have already started seeing, you know, cases of violence. So I think going forward, SADC must insist on key reforms around security sector reform, around media reforms, and even around how elections are generally managed, as well as the general environment of the election. I think it is very important for them to insist on these things to be done before we go to the next election. I think given the conduct of President Jacob Zuma over the time that he took over from President Mbeki, I think we have seen movement in terms of reforms in Zimbabwe. I think he has really insisted on the political parties in Zimbabwe to take seriously the GPA. So myself, I'm very optimistic. And I think the carrot that we can use here is that all the political parties in the GPA, they now want elections. And I think as SADC, they should simply insist that without reforms, you are not going to elections. If you want elections, then you have to implement in full the global political agreement that you signed on the 15th of September 2008.